discounts up to 70% off our everyday low pricing. And that's not all. Through February, receive an additional 10 to 15% off select Serta models during our Serta clearance sale. Don't miss out on these deals. Open 7 days a week. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
It's 2019 and Scores Jewelers is finally in its new home on Civic Center Boulevard in Anderson. Scores Jewelers has grown into the premier jewelry store in the area thanks to you. And guys, if it's time to show her that she's the one you want to make memories with, we're here to make finding the right ring easy. Right now we have special 36 months no interest financing available. And at Scores you can compare diamonds side by side to see the difference for yourself. And with one of the largest selections of mountings in the area, finding the right style has never been easier. And best of all, if we don't have it, we can make it specially for you. We have custom design in-house to create whatever she wants. Of all the things we offer, the most important is guidance and expertise. We're here to help make finding the right ring easy and enjoyable. The one thing we don't offer at Scores is high pressure. We want buying a ring to be a pleasant experience. Yes, we'd like to make a sale, but we'd rather make a friend. Friends come back. I'm William Nichols, and I'd like to personally invite you to our new location and experience for yourself the difference of Scores Jewelers.
Hey Tiger fans, this is Leighton Covage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction, and if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want, and rent it when you're away. With hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, you get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5. We are back. You know, the only winner in this whole Manny Machado deal was the White Sox. They just don't know it yet. They just saved themselves all sorts of money and trouble by not signing Machado to the 8-year deal that they were offering. And they seem absolutely stunned, nonplussed, that the Padres... up with $300 million for 10 years. I'm a little surprised at that, too. I mean, since nobody goes to those games, where's that money coming from?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't know where they're getting the money.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure. All right, let's get back to the calls. It's Leon, Will, and Badger Mike. All right, Leon, welcome back, Leon. I think I...
Okay, well, yeah. Go ahead.
I think I answered your baseball question.
You did? Now, just moving on past Bryce Harper and all his... Yeah. His long curly hair and all. We'll move on past all that. So, but anyway, this Pittsburgh Steelers situation is just a mess. And you know I've always voiced my opinions about the Steelers and all. But I'm gonna tell you right now, I think it's the utmost utterly disrespect that Antonio Brown has showed over these past 3 weeks to the Pittsburgh Steelers organization. It's just been terrible.
Yeah, you know, this actually brings me to sort of a bigger issue with sports in general, and it's sort of that Terrell Owens factor. But, you know, Leon, here's your problem, and I wrote this on Twitter this morning, that you have three juveniles on that team, and it is hard enough to win with one juvenile. But you have Roethlisberger, you have Antonio Brown, and you have Le'Veon Bell, and there is no way, and you have a coach – who
is like somebody wrote on Twitter is like a father figure to him. He's like, you know, no one really respects Tomlin's authority. And the reason this happens is because no one respects his authority. And that's a dilemma. But you have three guys who all are prima donna babies to various extents. And, you know, probably the worst one character-wise is actually Roethlisberger in terms of who he is and what he is based on what he's alleged to have done. But beyond that, I mean, Roethlisberger did call out these guys publicly. He called them out. Meanwhile, I mean, he himself hasn't played well in forever. Man, but Antonio Brown, I mean, this is how clueless Antonio Brown is. Forget all the other things he's done. The other day, he goes on social media and he has a 10-point platform in which basically he's attacking issues. And he says Roethlisberger thinks he's like an owner and that he can call out everybody else. And there's no checks on Roethlisberger at all. Antonio Brown does that right before he's scheduled to meet with Art Rooney. Why would you not at least keep your mouth shut until you have the meeting with Rooney? You know, and so I don't understand anything about Antonio Brown, but I get this. When a franchise as storied in history as the Pittsburgh Steelers says that a guy who has Hall of Fame stats is not worth the problem, then it tells you everything you need to know about him and what he really means to your football team. But yeah, it's a problem. Because you basically have three juveniles on that football team, Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown, and Le'Veon Bell. They all care about themselves. None of them put team first. And it's a dilemma. And you can't have more than one. So at the end of the process, I think the only guy who's still going to be in Pittsburgh is Roethlisberger. Now, whether that's the right guy to keep or not is another question. And the Steelers are certainly going to have to address that quarterback position sooner than later.
I agree with you. And one other thing, well, you know what I really believe? Here's the thing. We all know that he was saying all this stuff so he could force Pittsburgh to basically cut him because you can't be trying to get yourself traded to a really good football team doing that kind of stuff because those owners and GMs are just not going to have it. They're not going to even pick this guy up. So
Leon, you know, here's the thing. If you care about the right things, all right, if you're Antonio Brown and you care about the right things, meaning if winning is first to you as a competitive athlete, then you were in an ideal situation. If you weren't such a selfish guy, if it wasn't constantly harassing your own quarterback about touches and needing the ball, you were in a great situation to win and potentially win Super Bowls. But this guy is willing to go anywhere else because all he cares about is that he gets paid. He doesn't really care about winning. He says he does, but the real evidence says he doesn't. And if he winds up with the San Francisco 49ers, it will prove conclusively he doesn't care about winning.
And I honestly believe, I'm gonna take your comments off the air on this one, but I honestly believe that he's already got some kind of under-the-table contract in place with the 49ers. I really believe that they have probably guaranteed him, if he gets cut, they're going to give him the big-time guaranteed money, and so be it. Let him go. He's not even worth it.
Yep. Thank you, Leon. Good job. Yeah, look, here's the deal on this whole situation. I have long said that Terrell Owens does not belong in the Hall of Fame. And I know that initially there were some writers who said that, and then they backed off on it. And when they backed off on it, other ex-players came in and said, well, finally the right thing was done. He should have been in long ago. No, he shouldn't. He's not a Hall of Fame player. Doesn't matter what stats he puts up. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. He attacked his own quarterback. He just, everywhere he was, he attacked his own quarterback. He attacked every single stinking one of them. Still is today. He's still attacking Romo today. He hurt his own teams everywhere he was. People do not get rid of great players. This is the oldest thing in football, in terms of managing football. As long as a guy's productivity is above the problems he creates, you keep him. When his productivity no longer equals the problems that he creates, you get rid of him. When the Pittsburgh Steelers have decided to get rid of Antonio Brown, it tells you that one of the best organizations in football that has been all about winning Super Bowls for all these years, they think their chances of winning are better without him than with him. Okay, then don't tell me he's a Hall of Famer. He's a selfish, me guy, and that does not win. Terrell Owens was a selfish, me guy. Sure, he put up great stats. Lloyd Free put up great stats. World B. Free put up great stats in terms of scoring. What did it mean? He damaged every team he played for, and Antonio Brown is now following in his footsteps and has significantly damaged the team he played for. And I don't care what the 49ers do. The Pittsburgh Steelers have 6 Super Bowls. When that franchise, one of the greatest of all time, says, you know what, you're not worth the trouble anymore, then what they are fundamentally saying is we are better off without you than with you. Okay, then how is he a great player? How is he a great player? He's a selfish player, is what he is. And the Steelers have 3 of those guys. 3. And when you have 3 of those guys, you're not winning anything. I got multiple texters saying he's going to New England. Maybe. Although the 49er thing seems strong. Will and Badger Mike right now. Will, how are you?
Good, Walt. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in. Thank you.
Yeah, just a couple points on the Manny Machado. From just like a business owner standpoint, I do not understand paying $300 million for one player who's selfish, lazy, et cetera, when you could build a whole roster of really solid, great players for that amount of money. You could get an ace for that. I would rather have 9 players in my starting lineup that are great at their position, maybe not the best at their position, but just great players, and you could pay all of them $300 million total instead of getting one third baseman for that kind of money. And in baseball, it's a team sport more so than any other sport, whereas one guy is not going to be a difference in your lineup, especially a hitter, maybe a closer, an ace.
Yeah, and Will, the evidence of what you're saying is, what were the Baltimore Orioles records the years Machado played in Baltimore?
Not great.
Right. You know, so
even the Nationals, they had all the talent around them and they couldn't do anything in the postseason ever.
Exactly.
So that tells you all you need to know about Bryce Harper. And the other point I was going to make is this making Kyler Murray second guess his decision to go to the NFL when, like, yeah. I mean, the number 10 player in the NFL, he's only making $27.5 total, and just the longevity of the argument, and you're not going to take the beating you would in the NFL. And
yeah, that's an interesting point. And it actually goes to something I saw the other day. I saw an article, I don't know if it was on Pro Football Talk, but it was about Kyler Murray, and the suggestion was that he's still trying to play on the fence a little bit, and that NFL teams are going to be leery of spending a high pick on a guy who is still sort of wishy-washy in terms of what his ultimate future is, because he's already sort of saying he may not throw at the combine now. So, yeah, I mean, there may be more to see in that situation before all is said and done, and maybe he'll be proven right. Well,
thanks, Walt.
Thank you, Walt. Good job. Badger Mike. Mike, welcome back, Mike.
Hey, Walt. How you doing?
Good. Twin Peaks on Thursday, by the way.
Thursday, probably won't be able to make it.
All right.
The old Badger's got some eye problems. I might be having some surgery here tomorrow.
Okay, well.
But we'll see.
Well, we hope you do.
I get it. I get what you said there. Thanks a lot for your concern. I appreciate it. Anyway, you know, I'm a kind of a baseball guy, and I want to say that I don't have a problem with great players making great money.
Right.
I don't think anybody does. No. Well, some do, but Machado and Harper are just, they're so overrated. And it's not just because their production isn't so great. Their attitudes are terrible.
Right.
I mean, these guys, give me a guy that's got the ability of Machado, for instance, and, I don't know, the drive of a Dustin Pedroia.
Yeah.
If you could combine those two things, you got a Hall of Famer.
Right.
I mean, in fact, either one of those guys might make the Hall of Fame, but to pay $300 million over 10 years for any of these two guys is insane. And the Padres are obviously, man, they're grasping for straws. And I can't blame them because that city loves baseball. I've been, you know, I was stationed in Camp Pendleton, which is not that far from San Diego. And San Diego's a great town. It's a great sports town. And they lost the Chargers. And they're desperate for a team that can give them some joy and some hope and all that stuff. But this ain't the way to do it, bro. You know what I'm saying? This is not the way to do it.
No, look, you're 100% right. Again, it's this simple for me. If there's ever a time I'm going to pay a guy $300 million, he has to be a highly self-motivated and driven athlete. I don't care what sport we're talking about. He has to be highly self-motivated and driven. You can't pay a guy who is fundamentally lazy, a distraction, puts out less than 100%, that kind of money, because the evidence already is that he shuts down even before that. So if you give him that type of deal for that long a deal, there is no way he's going to give you everything he has. We already know that.
What's his incentive? Right, exactly.
So it takes two things. Right, it takes that kind of money. A, you got to be a great player. Two, you have to be self-driven and highly motivated. In the case of both these guys, you can argue about whether they're great players, period, and then there's no argument. They're not at all self-motivated or driven. You know, and in Harper's case, I don't even think, I mean, you can't even argue great player. How can a guy hit, what I say, 279? This is his 7-year average, 279 with 26 home runs, 74 RBIs, and 146 strikeouts a year. Is there anything about that that says that's a great player?
No. You know what it says? It says that Bryce Harper he belongs in the Hall of Really, Really Good, but not the Hall of Fame.
I'm not even sure about the Hall of Really, Really Good. I mean,
maybe not. He's defensively, he's really good.
Yeah.
And at the plate, he'll put a little bit of a terror into a pitcher, but yeah, Hall of Fame, no. Hall of Great, maybe. Hall of Really, Really Good, yeah, sure, why not?
I mean, you know,
his attitude is terrible.
Right. And you look at great outfielders in Hall of Fame type numbers, there is nothing in these numbers, nothing that would put him anywhere near the Hall of Fame without a ticket.
No, I wouldn't sign that guy if I was a GM of a major league team. I wouldn't sign him to anything more than, I don't know, 5 years, I don't know, $20 million a year. That's stretching it a bit, I think.
I think that's exactly right. I think it's exactly right. Yeah. I never would consider giving either one of these cats a 10-year deal. And if that's what it takes, let San Diego have them. Look, I don't think the teams, you know what? I don't think the Atlanta Braves are sitting there sweating whether Bryce Harper goes to Philadelphia. I don't. Bryce Harper was in Washington and he didn't make any difference.
No, exactly. No, there are no teams in the East that are like, oh no.
That's right.
No, there's just, yeah. And in fact, there are no teams in the National League that are worried about where Harper goes.
Yeah. Not Bryce Harper. It is 279 average. And his 26 home runs. And his 146 strikeouts. What are we going to do? Pay him $35 million a year. 10 years. 15 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Hey, before you get me out of here, let me ask you one real quick question.
All right.
The Bucks, are they legitimate? Are they going to fizzle out in the playoffs? What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think they're very legitimate. I think they're one of the teams that probably matches up as well with Golden State as anybody, and they're certainly going to be the favorite to come out of the East. Mike, I have to run.
All right, thanks, bro.
Thank you. Now, quickly, let me tell you about the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. You know, there are 13,000 mattresses from which to choose. You know how you feel. You wake up, your back hurts, your neck hurts. You feel like crap, but you just keep doing it because you don't want to spend money on a new mattress. Listen, there's nothing more important than sleep. It impacts your productivity, your civility. Here's the best news of all. Tax refunds are on the way. As we know, you want to stretch your money as far as you can. At the Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, we want to help. Right now, you can buy a brand new Beautyrest or Serta mattress for everyone in the family. Discounts up to 70% off our everyday low pricing. And that's not all. Through February, we have, 9 days left. Through February, you have 9 days left. You get an additional 10 to 15% off select Serta models during our Serta clearance sale. Do not miss out on these deals. 7 days a week, the Simmons Mattress Outlet in the old Walmart building in Seneca, right across from Chick-fil-A. Go there. Tell them I sent you. They throw in the box spring free. Quick break. We'll be back. You can get in if you want. 654-7627.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Start your day off right with 2 country ham biscuits for just $3. That's 2 country ham biscuits for just $3. Bojangles. It's bow time.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
Hendrick Honda Easley is a short drive from where you are. Serving the upstate with great Honda incentives, Hendrick Honda Easley has great low interest rates, terms, purchase, and lease payments. Right now, get a 2018 Accord for $259 a month or a Honda Civic for $199 a month. We even have the Honda CR-V for as low as $249 a month. Not all will qualify, so see Hendrick Honda Easley for all the details. Visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
The Blue Heron in Clemson has weeknight specials for everyone. Monday night, enjoy a 3-course gourmet meal for only $30. Tuesday is sushi night. Buy one, get one half price. Join them on Wino Wednesday for $10 select bottles. Thursday night, enjoy a burger and a beer for $10 at the downstairs bar. The Blue Heron, locally owned and operated. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it. Like our free Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the real problem, saving you time and money down the road. Want help from a pro? We can help with that too. Keep your engine running clean. Buy one STP Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner and get one free. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
This is Clay, owner of Easley Lawn & Garden and your local Husqvarna dealer. Now is the ideal time to get your Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, and blowers in for preseason maintenance. While you're at it, ask about liquidation programs on last year's Husqvarna equipment, as well as upcoming deals on the new line of homeowner and commercial Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. Thanks to you, Easley Lawn & Garden had its best year ever last year. As your local Husqvarna dealer, I, along with my family and staff, look forward to taking care of you for years to come. Take advantage of 0% financing while available with approved credit. See the entire lineup of Husqvarna products available at Easley Lawn & Garden. Husqvarna and Easley Lawn & Garden, a part of the local community for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
the flagship station for Clemson football.
Hit in the backfield, fumbles the ball, and scooped up. Pitney comes away with it. The fumble, and he also picks it up.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're to be CCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Lots to get to. You want to get in, you're welcome to. 654-767. In fact, now would be a good time. We still have Clemson basketball and baseball to discuss. We'll break down tonight's game against Florida State. Very important game. You know, Ramona, I have been averse to labeling any game a must-win all season. And I still don't really think this one is either. But I think this is sort of a must-win. It's a home game. Clemson's been really good at home the last 2 years. And it's a chance to beat a ranked team and to really cement your status. And I think if Clemson gets this game tonight, I actually think they move to an 8-9 seed. So, you know, they're actually moving up significantly, I think, if they win this game tonight. And I think they're going to win. And I'll explain to you why a little bit later. I rewatched the prior game this morning. Yes, I did. Let me tell you about My Garage. Family owned and operated. They'll make sure you're treated like family. They serve the entire upstate of South Carolina and the mountains of North Carolina for more than a decade. Their team has over 100 years combined experience. I've met with all those guys. They just do a tremendous job. They do everything when it comes to automotive repair. They specialize in computer diagnostics, engine repairs. Honestly, if you're not an expert in computer diagnostics today, then it's hard to work on vehicles. It just is. My Garage, absolute experts when it comes to computer diagnostics, engine repairs, strong focus on preventative, scheduled maintenance, suspension works, brakes, AC, heating. They do everything except paint and body work. That's it. They're well known for their work with the exotics. If you have an exotic vehicle, chances are you're already going to My Garage if you're in the upstate. But their work with Mercedes and BMW and Audi and Land Rover and Porsche and Infiniti, Lexus. But Lester and Roxanna, the owners, want you to know they work on any make and model of vehicle. You know, Lester wanted transparency, Ramon. He felt it was lacking in the industry. So when he designed the building, because he used to design cars for Ford Motor Company, he put in these giant diamond-shaped windows in the lounge. You can sit there in the lounge, enjoy refreshments, and watch your vehicle being worked on right under your nose. How about that? They're a Michelin Alliance dealer. They carry Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, 20 other brands. They'll give you a complimentary brake inspection when you mention my name. With oil changes, you get a 32-point inspection if you mention my name. And they have robotic alignment. It's the first time I'd ever seen it when I went to My Garage. I've never seen it before. A human being never touches your vehicle. The alignment's perfect every time. 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson. 864-633-5800. 864-633-5800. Monday to Friday, 8 to 6. Give them a call. Trust me, you will thank me later. You want to get in? 654-7627. 654-7627. Dexter asking me about Clemson players in the draft and where I think they'll go. Let me get to that in a little bit, but I will get to that. You know, I was asked the other day by a coach on Twitter about my thoughts on Kuiper McShay. And, you know, honestly, I think that Kuiper was an original, and, you know, I give him credit for that. My concern with Kuiper are these wild fluctuations where he'll move a guy, you know, four rounds. Look, in the natural movement of things, you can see a shift of 30, sometimes even 60 positions based on how a guy goes through the process, perhaps based on negative occurrences, red flags, previously unknown. You can slip. Marquise Brown with the Liz Frank injury is going to slip. How far remains to be seen. But my concern about Kuiper has always been these wild fluctuations. And also, the total fails at times to understand what talent looks like. And both Kuiper and McShay had Matt Barkley as the number one quarterback in the country, number one in the draft for 2 years. And as we told you all along, he was a fourth round draft pick masquerading as a number one pick. There was nothing about Matt Barkley when you set. Here's the problem. It's why people think these Washington State quarterbacks every year are going to be great pros. It's because they look at stats. They look at stats and they see this production and they equate that to being great. It has nothing to do with it. You have to separate a guy from his supporting cast and evaluate his talent individually as it relates to the next level. And there was absolutely nothing about Matt Barkley that indicated he was a pro quarterback. The only element that Matt Barkley had was pocket presence. He had that. But he had none of the other physical attributes to be a high-ranking draft pick. And it's disappointing that people who are in this business don't see that. And the problem is, you know, right now you have a million people masquerading as draft experts and top 100 experts. And the truth is, they're not very good at what they do because many of them have some connections, and yet they fail every year in the Huddle Report contest. McShay has this Scouts Inc. network under him now. And I think that helps him now in the top 100 contest because, quite honestly, I think he's relying on other people. Kuiper certainly has connections, but look, at the end of the process, Kuiper will be relatively close. You know, the problem with the mock drafts is it's such a shoot and miss. It's a domino effect kind of deal. One team does something stupid, and you can be influenced. Really, people judge mock drafts all the wrong way. Really, the way you should judge it is by the number of players who you hit within three spots of where they're actually taken. I think that's how you should judge it. But, you know, it's regardless, in terms of the close ones, let me get to that a little bit later in the show because, you know, let me tell you this. The process is just beginning for those guys. It's just beginning. We need to see how they test at the combine, how they test athletically, how they test at their pro days. You know, we need to see all these type of things. I think if you follow the Huddle Report and the things we've been able to do there, you know, I think we know as much about the analysis part as anybody and have proven as much. But at this point, it's still a little early to tell. The problem with Dexter Lawrence is a two-down player, and he has this potential red flag. I think that Cleveland Farrell is a talented defensive end. I think that Austin Bryant is a talented guy who's probably going to test a little better than people think. But until we know exactly how they test, it's premature to suggest where they'll fall. Historically speaking, two-down defensive linemen are not drafted very high. However, Vita Vea was. And, of course, he has not had much success thus far. And it's a copycat league, so we'll see how the NFL reacts to that. The part that concerns me a little bit for both Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant is the Shaq Lawson, Kevin Dodd situations. Is that neither one of those two guys have done much so far. And I think that's going to hurt Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant a little bit. How much remains to be seen. But just like Clemson wide receivers benefit from the success of other Clemson wide receivers at the pro level, the fact that Lawson and Dodd have not yet fulfilled their potential, and Dodd isn't going to, means that, you know, I think teams will look at that a little bit. but there's still a lot to be determined. As of now, I would put Kristen Wilkins in the 15 range. I think that Cleveland Farrell is still a round one draft pick. I think he's in that mix of talented defensive linemen. I think he's probably in the 10-12 range. I think that Austin Bryant is right now probably in the range of late second, early third, but I think he has a chance to improve his stock. And I think Dexter Lawrence is really the biggest wild card of the whole bunch, because I think if there's a team looking for a nose tackle, an odd front team looking for a nose tackle, he's the ultimate at that position. But again, you have to understand, he's fundamentally a two-down player. And the question is, how does the value of a two-down player compare to the value of a three-down player? And historically speaking, they don't. That's it. If Dexter Lawrence does not go as highly as some imagine, that'll be the why. He's still such a freak, though. And if you have a team that can't stop the run, that has trouble stopping the run and is an odd front football team, that'd be your remedy for it. He would be the ultimate remedy for it. So there's that. Clemson Dad and Mike and Anderson, I'm coming right to you. Before I get to you, though, let me tell you about my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. 269-1232. 269-1232. No one does it like Gilstrap. They've been doing it right for 80 years. Four generations of roofers at Gilstrap. You know, we've had all sorts of unsolicited testimony about Gilstrap, but one of my personal favorites is the gentleman who called one day about his porch roof. He called Gilstrap for their free checkup. His porch roof was leaking. And Gilstrap came out and said, they looked at it and said, sir, we can fix it. It will cost you a couple $100, $150, $200, whatever they said. Or we'll write down exactly what you need to do in four or five easy steps, and you can fix it for $7. He was shocked that any business would have offered him that opportunity and would have provided him with the exact information with how to fix it for $7. He opted for the $7 solution, being a smart guy. But he called us to tell us what Gilstrap did. You tell me where else in business you're going to get that. That's Gilstrap Roofing. For 80 years, they've been doing it the right way. Your roof's the most important element of your home. It's the one area of your home you never visit. If you have a crawl space, you even visit your crawl space occasionally. But when's the last time you visited your roof? Call for the free checkup. Take advantage. 269-1232. 269-1232. Tell them I sent you. Clemson Dad and Mike and Anderson, you're up next. As we go to break, some sad news to report. The legendary Don Newcomb, Dodgers pitcher, dead at the age of 92. Newcomb, who was a former Cy Young and NL MVP award winner, was one of the great pitchers in Dodgers lore, and sadly lost at the age of 92. Walter Ptula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
This Tuesday, our Tigers take the field against the Charlotte 49ers. With the first midweek game of the year, the Tigers look to start out strong, with every win being pivotal on the road to Omaha. First pitch at Doug Kingsmore Stadium is 4 p.m. with broadcast beginning 30 minutes prior, right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action from first pitch to the last out right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
The long-awaited 2019 Honda Passport is now at Hendrick Honda Easley. Just a short drive from wherever you are, Hendrick Honda Easley has the Passport in stock and ready for delivery. All redesigned with Honda Sensing Standard. Available in four trims, including all-wheel drive with four drive modes, LED headlights, with tons of options and accessories. Hendrick Honda Easley is your Honda Passport to adventure. Visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Listen closely. This is the sound of transformation. The sound of digging deep and doing what you didn't think was possible. It's happening now at the YMCA of Easley Pickens in Powdersville. Equipment, programs, instruction, friends. The Y is so much more. Special new member discounts are available for a limited time.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
J. Grady Randolph is hiring. Specializing in flatbed hauling since 1935, JGR has deep roots in the Carolinas and proudly supports the Clemson Tigers. Start your new career today by calling 864-761-4041. J. Grady Randolph offers competitive pay and free family health care coverage. Local and regional positions available. Call 864-761-4041 or get more information online at driveforjgr.com. That's driveforjgr.com.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
This is Clay, owner of Easley Lawn and Garden, and your local Husqvarna dealer. Now is the ideal time to get your Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, and blowers in for preseason maintenance. While you're at it, ask about liquidation programs on last year's Husqvarna equipment, as well as upcoming deals on the new line of homeowner and commercial Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. Thanks to you, Easley Lawn and Garden had its best year ever last year. As your local Husqvarna dealer, I, along with my family and staff, look forward to taking care of you for years to come. Take advantage of 0% financing while available with approved credit. See the entire lineup of Husqvarna products available at Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna and Easley Lawn and Garden, a part of the local community for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Rolls right side. Looks downfield. Throws. Got Renfro breaking. And he makes the grab. He does. Oh, what a grab at the 30 of Syracuse on the number.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Angie writes in defense of Ben Roethlisberger that he did have a big stat year and that those original charges were never proven. Well, I mean, look, I think that the world sort of knows what went on there, but you know, I'll just leave it at that. In a way, he did have a big stat year in 2018. He threw for over 5,000 yards. That's true. Here's the problem with Roethlisberger. The last 4 years, he has thrown 16, 13, 14, and 16 interceptions. There's just too many interceptions. It's not taking care of the football. Now, to be fair, this year, that occurred on 675 attempts. 675 attempts. By the way, when a texter writes, I take my vehicle to my garage in Clemson to get service. Really nice folks. Great environment to wait in while they work. Highly recommend them. How about that? My garage. There you go. Thank you, texter 353. I appreciate that. Roethlisberger this year did throw for over 5,000 yards. Again, part of the problem is he threw it 675 times. 675 attempts. That is far more than any year of his career. And quite honestly, it's too many. The Steelers are a team that traditionally was sort of a run-first football team when they were their best. And really when Roethlisberger was his best. But I did the little math here. That's over 42 passes a game. That is not a method to win. Not the Steeler way. Somehow they've got to refine the balance in their offense. I mean, to give you an idea, now he played 16 games this year, and in not every one of these seasons he played 16. Some he played 13, 14. But in prior years, he had thrown 561 in 2017, 509 in 2016, 469 in 2015. His next highest year of his career was 608. In 2014, 584, 449, 513, 389, 506. And so I think you see right there, one of the problems with the Steelers is that total lack of balance in their offense. 675 attempts for Roethlisberger. And that of course, that explains some of that yardage total too. I mean, when you're throwing it every time, you know, you're going to have those yards. But, look, I think there's plenty of blame to go around. I think that if you go back a few years, the three most important players offensively to the Pittsburgh Steelers organization are all juveniles. Now, you can't get rid of Roethlisberger right now, and nor would you want to, but keep in mind, he threatens to leave every single year. He threatens to quit every single season. So the Steelers should have prepared for that prior to this. And they keep trying to do it with the Josh Dobbs, the Mason Rudolph types. That's not how you get quarterbacks. You have to learn the lesson of the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, Roethlisberger hated when they drafted Rudolph. He pouted and made a big scene about that, too. He makes a scene about everything. Look, he's honestly, this guy's been the biggest baby in the NFL his whole career. Bill Cowher knew it. Bill Cowher used to talk about it publicly. Roethlisberger would always talk about this injury or that injury or this foot injury. And Cowher would say, man, there's nothing wrong with him. Basically saying, you know, he's a prima donna baby who likes attention. There is plenty of blame to go around in Pittsburgh. It is Tomlin for allowing this culture to develop. And it is those three prima donnas who can't focus on getting their act together and winning together. You know, that's a problem. Let's get to the phones. Clemson Dad and Mike and Anderson. Clemson Dad, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how are you, man?
Good. Appreciate you getting
in. Enjoying the great weather over here in Greenville.
Yeah.
I don't know about how it's going over there, but it sucks, really.
Yeah, I assume that was facetious. Part of it.
Yeah, Kwok and Kelly were on today, and I heard Kwok say he wished for a 40-day drought. I couldn't disagree with that, Walt.
Yeah.
Get your yard dried out a little bit and get things back underway. But anyway,
yeah. You're
talking about baseball earlier. I know it's not as physical and you're not as apt to get hurt maybe as you are as in football, but why would you give any athlete a 10-year contract? I mean, that's insane to me.
Look, yeah, I would be reluctant to do that. But if I had a highly self-motivated individual, then I might be willing to explore it. But that, again, that's not the case here. You have two guys.
These guys aren't spring chickens either, right? I mean, they're not old, but they're not right out of the gate. Yeah, I don't know.
Bryce Harper is 7 years in, so I mean, he's still young enough. Machado, I mean, they're both relatively young players. I mean, I don't necessarily think age is the issue. I think the issue is, in Bryce Harper's case, he's been I don't know if you want to say a terrible teammate, but he has been a major distraction for much of his career. Right. And again, there's nothing in his numbers that even warrant this kind of consideration.
Semi-productive, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I agree. I change the subject. Clemson basketball tonight. I hope all the students get out and support the team. I think they might have a shot to win.
Well, I think they're going to win. So, yeah.
Yeah. That support would be a great thing for them. They can get it.
Oh, yeah, no question.
I don't know if you talked about this or if you care to not talk about it. Did you see it's kind of gone viral a little bit, the Trevor Lawrence video of him playing intramural basketball? And
yeah, I saw it.
Knocking this guy over. I thought it was funny, man. It's like basketball.
I don't know why you're setting a screen back there in the backcourt in an intramural game, but also, that's a little guy, so I don't see what's to gain in any of that. And quite honestly, I don't know why Trevor Lawrence is playing intramural basketball. That's my thought. I'm not a fan of the elite Clemson football players playing intramural basketball. I just think it's a bad idea.
Well, several of the elite players what I saw one article were on his team,
Yeah.
I think Ethan and a couple of the others, man.
Yeah, I've seen it. I mean, look, we already saw T. Higgins basically undercut as he went to – the problem is you have elite athletes playing against non-elite athletes, and to me that's extremely dangerous, extremely dangerous.
Yeah.
You have guys like this guy who sat in the screen in the backcourt who have no athletic flexibility or athleticism, and you've got your elite football players out there playing with those guys. And I wouldn't have it personally. I mean, I don't get it. I see the tweets come up and they're all giddy about, oh, look at this intramural basketball. This is great. I don't think it's great personally. I don't think it's great. Patrick Mahomes, now he has a contract. It's a little different situation. And he was violating the terms of his contract when people put up that video of him with a little spin dribble. But when the Kansas City Chiefs found that out, they were like, man, he's shut down. There won't be any more of that. I don't know. I don't want Trevor Lawrence encountering a pick guy in the backcourt playing intramural basketball.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You know, it's like, why would you let them do that? I mean, it's not worth the risk to me, Walt.
No, not to me either.
I don't get it, but.
Thank you, Clemson Dad. Appreciate the call as always.
Talk to you later, bud.
Yeah, I mean, that's my thought every time I see it. When I saw Higgins go to the basket for that yoke and that guy almost take his legs out from under him, I don't know. I mean, it's just me. But I would prefer they're not doing that. again, they're not facing similar caliber athletes. And that is what puts them in danger. More than anything else, that is what puts them in danger. Mike and Anderson. Mike, good to have you as always.
Walter, thanks for getting me in. You're probably getting close to the break, so I'll make this as short as possible. I wanted to tie in some baseball talk with the conversation you had with Badger Mike. You made some really good points about Machado and the self-anointed greatest player ever, Bryce Harper. And I'll go back to a couple of weeks ago. I think you were off on Friday, and that day Frank Robinson died. And I've not heard a lot about him, but I'm old enough to remember Frank Robinson when he played with the Orioles, probably mid to late 60s.
He's the most underrated player in the history of baseball, and I did talk about him.
Thank you, Walt.
Yeah. I mean, won the MVP in both leagues. I mean,
Thank you.
Yeah, just in. I've always thought that, Mike. I've always thought that Frank Robinson's the most underrated player.
Yes, sir.
One of the truly greatest hitters who ever lived, both in Cincinnati and Baltimore. And, truly remarkable.
So would you put him in your top 10 or at least top 20 all time of baseball players?
I would.
Okay.
I would definitely have him top 20. 10, I have to think about 10 because obviously there's so many great players. And I would have several Negro League players in that mix as well. He is, I have never understood why Frank Robinson does not get the historic respect that he deserves.
And I talked with Ben about it one day this week. It was the day you were going to be off. But there's another Robinson, and they played together in the glory years with the Orioles, Brooks Robinson, who I think is, along with Frank Robinson, one of the more underrated players of all time. You never hear his name mentioned as much as you do some of the other guys. But my point and the question I was going to ask you, beside ranking him in the top 20, I'm going to go back. I don't remember exactly when. I think it was probably late 70s, maybe 1980, 81, whenever Frank Robinson was inducted into the Hall of Fame. This was pre-ESPN, I believe. And the late, great Kurt Gowdy and Joe Garagiola, it was some kind of sports thing. It had to do with the Baseball Hall of Fame. And they interviewed Frank Robinson, mostly Kurt Gowdy. And I don't remember the question exactly how he posed it, or I don't even remember what the question was, but he asked Frank Robinson something about, well, is this the happiest moment in your life, blah, 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 something like that. And Frank Robinson was always a classy guy also, and he went on to explain to Kurt Gowdy that, are you kidding me, man, as a young man and a grown man, I got to play a game that kids love. And this is back when baseball was king, of course. He said, I got paid hundreds of thousands of dollars. He didn't say millions back then. He said hundreds of thousands of dollars. I got to play a game and got paid hundreds of thousands of dollars, had the time of my life. I got to be the most blessed guy in the world. Yep. And people like Frank Robinson and Brooks Robinson and so many of the older guys that thought that way. And
Ernie Banks, let's play two. The old Ernie Banks line.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mike, I appreciate it. As always, I'm at the top of the hour. I apologize.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Mike.
Sir.
Great
Have
job,
a good.
As always. A quick break. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get your choice of a four-piece chicken supreme snack or a two-piece chicken dinner for $3.99 each. That's